We are so grateful that you are here with us. My name is Devin.
And my name is Tamara.
Our heart's passion is to discuss our experiences, our triumphs through growth, and the hard times in between. We delve into this earth walk that has led us to where we are now. We dig into topics about growth, love, spiritual enlightenment, and so much more. Our heart's desire is to bring people together and connect. We will be interviewing people regularly as to move ourselves and hopefully you to expand and grow.
We are light workers, we are healers, we are lovers of knowledge and growth. We are sacred feminine and masculine. We are truth seekers. We are inspired by our intuition. We are divine souls. We are the collective. Our mission is to show up in light and unconditional love, to be an example and offer our words to lead you and to inspire you by sharing the deep truths of our hearts, where we've been and where we're going.
We are you and you are us.
Align and rise with us.
Good morning. We are here today with Anthony. Connected with him over Zoom and loved his, or not Zoom, well, we are connected here on Zoom. Connected with him through TikTok, which is pretty much essentially how we connect with everybody in our soul tribe. So loved his content, reached out to him. We've connected, had a meetup, and now we're here this morning to share this wonderful divine being with you. So go ahead, Anthony, share with us.
Okay. TikTok's a pretty amazing app for finding soul family. I came out of my dark kind of soul. I moved to New Brunswick, Canada, almost 2 years ago, and I got ahead of the mandates. I was mandated to take something I didn't want to take. So I kind of my higher self said, okay, it's time to step into my life's purpose. And up to that point, I had done a whole bunch of trainings in yoga, teacher training. I was a Reiki master. I was a certified holistic health coach. I was into energy medicine, but I just couldn't get out of my 3D job. I was so terrified to step into my truth. And I had that job for 30 years, this career, and I couldn't leave it. I had all this training and I couldn't get out of it. And when this hit this current situation, it was finally that opportunity that it was like, okay, it was time to start something different in my life. So we moved out to the East Coast. We didn't even see the house. We bought it online. And we have just been creating our new reality for the last year and a bit. And that dark night of the soul was a very difficult time for me, because the dark night of the soul can be triggered when we lose somebody that we love, we lose a pet, we lose a career, the safety of a career. It's an ego identity that dies, right? Yeah. So I identified myself as that person in that career, a very successful career for 30 years. And when I left that, it really did plunge me deep into my dark night of the soul. And I had the blessing to be able to really sit with that for almost a year and not really focus on my new business, but really focus on my inner work. Right. And that inner work was like shadow work, limiting beliefs, trauma healing, inner child healing, these very, very deep things that we need to do to find our authentic selves, because we put masks on for our whole lives. The ego has done this to protect us, to give us this false sense of reality. So I worked through that stuff, and coming into October, I was just a year and a half into this thing. And finally, I just had this epiphany. It was like I was in a meditation and my higher self came in and said, okay, it's time. You've healed enough. You've done enough work. It's time to just show up. And that was my first TikTok I did there at the end of November. And from there, I just felt the love from people. I found my soul tribe very quickly. And now, yeah, we've been really just focusing. We got a beautiful house here on the ocean. We're going to plan on doing retreats out of this place, bringing people in for ascension growth, yoga retreats, things like this. And we're both health coaches. We're also building a program online, a monthly membership for people, because what we feel called to do is to get people. This ascension process is about us coming out, letting go of any codependencies, right? Mm-hmm. Codependencies on government, codependencies on spouses, codependencies on friends, all this stuff, right? To truly get into your authentic higher version of yourself, you have to let go of it all.
Yeah.
And that is what me and Melissa are really passionate about, is teaching people how to get the toxins out of their life, how to get the medications that are killing them out of their lives, how to look at everything holistically And this is the new world we're coming into, is where people are going to let go of this stuff, because otherwise this ascension process is bring more light into our bodies, right? Turning on more DNA. So if you have a toxic load, which all of us do, we're living on a toxic planet. So we have to learn to mitigate and release this stuff. And then we can start helping with that ascension process and get into those higher states of consciousness. So that is really our passion, is helping people step into their true authentic selves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All your TikToks like are so easy to like understand and digest. And that's something that I really appreciate myself, because I am very, I'm very like poetic, and sometimes I get almost stuck on like certain words. And then I was like, okay, wait a minute, what was I talking about? Whereas like Tamara's like, she has like that. I just like love how some people are so gifted in really breaking things down easily for people to digest and understand. And your stuff, every part of your stuff, everything is like the 3D, the 4D. I know a lot of people have been asking you a lot about, or at least that's a lot of the videos that I've seen, is about like 3D, 4D, 5D, ascension symptoms. Like people are so interested in what's happening. Help me understand what's happening. Break this down for me. And so I have to give you props for that, because you do a beautiful job just being able to make it digestible for everybody.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a Taurus. I'm grounded to start with, and I'm born May 3rd. So I'm born the week of the teacher. So that is that's my gift that I bring to this world, is I can teach. It just comes easily to me, you know, and I'm so grateful to be actually doing this now, because my old job, I wasn't a teacher. So
yeah,
I'm getting to teach all this information I've acquired for the last two decades. When I first had my awakening, really 2012, actually 2006, but 2012 was the big one for a lot of people. And I really had a big awakening then. I was actually down in Ecuador looking to get off grid, and I knew all this was coming.
Yeah.
But anyways, I ended up on the East Coast, and I feel like this area that we're in, it needs a lot of light. It needs a lot of light brought to it. So me and Melissa came here to anchor in our light and help people in this area.
I think it's so incredible to come to this space where you're like, I was at my job for 30 years, just like living the 9-to-5, living this, I don't know. I feel like that's so boring. And 30 years, that is incredible to say, hey, I'm actually going to step into my purpose, and I'm going to let this go, and I'm going to walk away from it. That is so huge. And I picture the universe just being like, yes, yes, now you can do all the things that I have been waiting for him to do, because he's finally like, you know, living his purpose. So yeah. I think that's pretty incredible, because I'm sure so many people are going to hear that. And maybe they're in this space of like, I want to step out, and I want to grow, and I want to do all of these things. But that is scary to think about, leaving something that has literally been your comfort zone for so long. But on the other side of that has probably just been so much greatness for you. And I think it's important for people to understand that, like, on the other side of that fear and that discomfort of leaving what you're used to is the most incredible experiences, is stepping into your purpose, is moving into the space of becoming who you're called to be.
Yeah, so true. And the spiritual growth, the journey of ascension, is not an easy journey. Like, it is a roller coaster of feeling the most uncomfortable stuff and learning to sit with it, not bury it. You know, I gave up alcohol 13 months ago now, and it's just been like, it's the growth has been so exponential when you start to let go of those things that you numbed yourself out with, right? And that's typically what we did, and especially in a 3D job, I had to numb myself out to do it for so long, you know. But once you leave that and all of a sudden you take your power back, then it is like you don't want things to numb you out anymore. You start to really become addicted to feeling everything, because you know when you feel it, you will heal it and you will move through it.
Yes.
Which is super powerful.
Yes. I think it's so fascinating. Like, I've been hearing, I'm for quite a while now, a lot of people have been talking about like getting rid of alcohol, getting rid of like marijuana or like anything that's like being put into your body that's like kind of creating that numbing effect. And this summer, like normally I don't drink a ton ever. Like I never have. I was like very religious from like the time I was 16 till like I basically left my ex at 33. And so for me, alcohol was kind of like, eh. And then I was pregnant for like with 4 children. So like, that's like 6 years of my life or more, you know, so probably more, by the time you're nursing, you're done nursing and all that stuff. But I have been seeing like that, you know, we got to like leave this stuff behind. And I'm like, it makes perfect sense to me. Cause I've never had like, that has never been something for me where I've like attached to it. But this summer I went to drink, like, I tried 2 different kinds of drinks over 2 different periods this summer, of vodka. And like, it was like a cooler and I felt sick. Like it was not because I hadn't eaten. I had eaten. My body was like reject, get it out of me. I would drink like a quarter of the drink and then down the drain because I couldn't. And I'm a slow drinker to begin with. Like anything that I put in a cup is going down very slowly.
Yeah.
So it's like poison, that right? Was another level. I'm just like, nope, can't do it. My body was totally rejecting it. So yeah, I've just kind of decided naturally, because of those 2 situations this summer, that alcohol really isn't for me anyways. So I've kind of just released it. So, but I think you're right. Like there's a lot of that. I see a lot of it on TikTok, especially where people are like, no, we got to get this. We got to let it go.
Yeah. It is huge. It's a very low vibration alcohol, right? And it's a carcinogen, and it's kept humanity enslaved in the matrix for a very long time on purpose. Just look at every TV show and how they promote alcohol, especially women. They've really targeted women with wine very heavily for over a decade. And they know they're trying to keep that divine feminine subdued, right? Cause they know how powerful it is. Right.
Yeah.
So whereas cannabis, you know, cannabis doesn't lower your vibration. Cannabis, if anything, raises it. You look at Rastafarians and you look at, like, my experience with cannabis can be very enlightening.
Yeah.
But you know, alcohol definitely, it was a huge thing. And I see this in my clients too. People are becoming their vibration is becoming so high that when they put alcohol in their bodies, it makes them sick. They can't do it anymore. If they're doing that spiritual work and they're raising their vibration, alcohol just doesn't match with it. It's definitely keeping you tethered into a lower dimension for sure.
Well, go ahead, Tamara.
That's okay. I was just thinking like how many things I used to depend on music to drown out thoughts, right? Having that glass of wine at the end of the night, which, right? If that's where you're at, that's amazing. And I have no problem with it. But for me, I'm finding like even taking anything to sleep at night, I know what works for me now that I've done the work. A meditation and 15 minutes of just sitting and journaling my feelings and having this quiet space and using my Shakti mat that I have, like that for me, that's what works. That's what brings me to that space of like, now I can sleep. Now I feel peaceful and I feel calm and I feel right. I don't need all of the things that I used to use to numb what I was feeling, right? If I don't want to think about something, I'm going to stick on some Eminem, because we all know his lyrics are not going to let you feel anything. Like that is all of the things, right, that you used to do. And now I'm like, okay, what am I feeling? What do I need right now? I need 15 minutes of sitting and journaling my feelings. I need a 10-minute meditation. I need to just breathe. It was actually really funny. Yesterday, I love being a mom. My children are my world. But I've been very triggered the last few days. And so yesterday I found myself just like breathing. And my husband comes home and he was just like being his goofy self. And he said something and I was like, listen, I have been triggered a lot by your children today. You are not going to be another one of my triggers. I was like, and I just like this. He's like, what is this? What are you doing? And I was like, I'm bringing it all to my heart center. And I just love you. I just find I'm just like, I just have to like center myself a lot the last couple days. But it's that awareness, right? It's not like this is what I need to do. I need to just spring it to my heart center, take a couple breaths. It's work all the time.
I would like to point out to you that we are 2 days until the full moon.
Yes, we are. February.
I really felt that last night when I was trying to go to sleep and I couldn't fall asleep because it never fails. And this is probably why this always happens to me. And also because of the pull of the moon as well. I do truly believe that. But like leading up to the full moon, not going to have great sleeps. I just know that. My body is like on high alert or something. And it just doesn't settle.
The energy in my house is just like lightning bolts. That's what I feel like.
I used to laugh at my wife because, you know, when I was in my 3D job, right, she was so connected to, because she got out of her 3D job a decade before me. And she was so affected by the moon phases. And I used to know, like, you know, and now I laugh because, man, they affect me now too, like crazy. Mm. Like I'm just, I feel the intensity of them and what they bring up. There's such healing opportunities through these moons. Even that last moon was so purging. Mm. I don't know if you felt that last super moon.
Yeah.
Oh my God, right? The purging was just insane. Yep. So they are amazing opportunities for us for sure.
Yeah. They are. It's one of those things where I almost feel like find relief just right after the full. And I always do like a full moon reading because I have my moonology deck. So I like sit down and I get like really purposeful with my intentions. Like, what is this moon bringing to me? Like, what do I get to heal? What do I get to spend time in? And so I spend a lot of time doing that. But like the last full moon, we actually did a full moon snowshoe. So we went out. Not up the summit because it would have taken quite some time to get up to the top of our summit, probably about 40 minutes, but I've heard it's beautiful up there. And maybe at some point I'll go up there, but we went out to this, it's called Summit Creek. And we went with my cousin and my boyfriend and then our dogs. And we just like, we probably looked like crazy people. Like nobody ever goes out there at 10 o'clock at night in the dark. And we were just walking out on the dike because it runs along the water. What is it called? It's like a conservatory for the birds. So as you're walking out on this dike, there's like that to the right. And then there's all the park to the left and up the mountains. It was so beautiful. It was so quiet. The moon, like, I don't know, like it, like what you're saying, like now you understand the pull of the moon and it reaches you. Like, I don't understand how I never noticed the moon before in the ways that I've noticed it in the last few years, even. Like, it just blows. It's so beautiful and it's so stunningly quiet when at least where we are and probably where you are as well. Right. In the cities, you know, people come to the country and they're like, there's stars here. Like there's actual, because people can see them. Mm-hmm. And it's so huge. It really impressions me because I think that part of the thing that I wanted to touch on, and this is going back because this is what my brain does, but it has to do with this, is like, you've laid down the foundation work, right? That 30 years of Matrix job, it was like laying the foundation so that you could step into this place in your life. Yes. And then you're like, you know what? You lived on the island, right? Is that
what? No, I was out there. Well, I did some work out there, but just for a small time. Vancouver.
Okay. Yeah. But then you were in Toronto area.
North of Toronto. Yeah. GTA. Yeah. Yeah, Barrie.
And then people are just like, and I found this a lot. I've heard, you're not the only people that I know of that have just like bought a house sight unseen. They're like, so many people, and we really have felt it in like the smaller areas because a lot of people are just like, nope, not doing the city. Like that's a huge thing that COVID did for a lot of people. A lot of the, I'd say the highly sensitive people and the empaths that were kind of numbing themselves, all of a sudden they couldn't numb that anymore because it was such a huge collective fear that a lot of people are like, hey, let's just pick on the map. Where looks good? Like we just rented to a couple this last summer for a month. And that's what they did. They're like, where can we move that we can afford and that we can just buy right now? and they just bought a house in Creston, moved from Saskatchewan, and they live here now. And that's a like huge collective, is like people are starting to connect. And what is here? What is in the small rural communities? Mother Nature, the moon, the stars, like the earth. People are going back. Like Onami said to one of the guests that we had on last week, she said, she's like, people are going back to like the old ways of connecting with the earth and allowing her to heal.
Exactly. And
that's beautiful, you know?
And they're on the opposite side of the matrix. They want us in super cities, right? They want us in these cities that are whatever, 200 kilometers long, kilometer high, and 2 kilometers wide. You know, they made one in Saudi Arabia. They're building the wall. Right now.
Yeah.
Well, like that, they want these all around, right? There's one in Fredericton here they're trying to start doing. So we're just seeing it for what it is. We're seeing that divisional split and people coming out of the matrix. They got to start, if they're waking up and they see this, they have to start tapping into their higher self and see how can they serve humanity and make a living doing it, right? Because we all can. We have a soul gift to bring into this world. And it could be a musician, it could be a million things, right? An artist, it could be a spiritual teacher, anything, right? But we have to start educating ourselves in that and looking towards that, because it's coming fast. You want to have that education, right? When this system crumbles and you know, you might even get, I know so many people that are getting fired out of their 3D jobs because it's the way the universe is saying, okay, it's time for you to get your shit together, and you're not doing it on your own. So I'm going to make this job disappear so that you have to get your shit together.
Yeah. I watched your one TikTok that you did, where you just did like a brief description of like 3D, 4D, 5D. And I think I would really love for you to touch on that in this space, because even myself, where it was like, oh my goodness, that was like the most digestible explanation, because I think a lot of people are fearful and very concerned of like, what do you mean a different dimension? And they go to this place of like aliens coming and taking us away. Right. So I think I would love for you to just like give that explanation of what that is.
Let's see if we can wrap this into something that people can digest. Okay. So first of all, we're multidimensional beings. So we can be in 3D, 4D, 5D, in all those dimensions in one day. You can be bouncing, because why that is because it's our emotions that dictate the frequency that we're in, and the frequency we're in dictates what dimension we're in. So if we're in 3D, we're going to be in lower vibrational emotions like anger, fear, shame, resentment, things like this, right? And then you come into 4D and you start to understand that you are in a matrix. So basically when people wake up, to the first thing that people wake up to is that all of a sudden they realize that, oh my God, I just get it all of a sudden. It's like, I've been literally in this sleepy trance, and I haven't been able to actually see what has been going on in this world, right? So I call that 4.0, right? And think of every dimension as having like 10 steps, and you have to learn all these different things in each step, and then you bump you up to another dimension, right? So 4D is us in our minds very much. We're still very analytical. We're going down all these rabbit holes. We're trying to figure stuff out. We need to protect ourselves. We need to get ahead of this. We got, you know, and you just get caught up in all this. And that's very much the fourth dimensional state that people get into, right? And 5D is us coming into spirit. We transcend the ego. We transcend duality. Okay. In 3D and 4D, there's very much duality. There's still a lot of duality. The lower the dimension, the more duality there is. Okay. So in 5D, you've transcended duality. You're in love, compassion, gratitude, forgiveness, peace. These are the primary emotions that you feel throughout the day. And if you can anchor in those emotions 80% of the time, you are going to anchor in that dimension. And people are very unaware of their thoughts and what their mind is doing. Also in 5D, 5D is being present in the moment. You're in the now. And that is the greatest flow state that we can have. When we're present in the now, that is the flow state. Okay. But in the third and fourth dimension, we're in our minds and we're always thinking of the past, or we're thinking of the future, and we're trying to constantly control things. Well, we can't control things, right? So it's this matrix of just us trying to get ahead of things, trying to control things, but it can drive you mad. So in 5D, you let go of that, you surrender that. And that's where meditation, that's where breath work, this is where yoga, it gets us into our bodies. It gets us present in the moment, right? And the more that we can do that, the more we're going to anchor ourselves into a fifth dimensional state. And that is where this world is going, where it, that those old timelines of 3D of being controlled, and you have to work hard for your money and all this stuff that we've been fed, right? All these masks are coming off of these false perceptions of who we are. Mm-hmm. They're all coming off. The men, especially, we've armored up our hearts because we've always been taught that it's not good to feel our emotions. Yep. Right. So the men are finally doing this deep inner work, and we are taking off this armor and tapping into our emotions, because you can't get into 5D unless you can get into your heart space. And they've done this purposely. These deep, deep programs that us men have had, you know, if you felt stuff, you were a pussy, you know, don't feel anything. Right. This is deeply programmed into us. Mm-hmm. So we all realize now that that was designed to keep us very small and to keep us in a lower state of consciousness where we could be controlled.
Yeah.
So this is the evolution. This is where we're going right now, is we are breaking free of that. People are seeing it. They're doing this deeper healing. And that is basically that in a nutshell. I don't know if there's anything else you want me to elaborate on more.
I think that is perfect. And I'm like, ooh, I'm taking notes. I just love that so much. Just this whole, like, this idea of literally these steps of awakening, right? That 4D space is like, you're waking up. And once you're awake, you can't go back to sleep. But old habits and limiting beliefs and getting stuck in our old stories pulls us back into that 3D space. Yeah. So I think a lot of times we're really in this space until we really step into surrender and coming from that place of love and staying in those higher frequency feelings. It's sort of like that teetering point, right? I think of like my very unaware space of where I was before I started growing. Like, you're oblivious to everything and you're so stuck in the old program, and you're like, oh, but I learned this in church when I was six, like that must be the only way. And you have this guilt of stepping outside of these beliefs that you've been programmed to think. And then this part of like the awakening where you're like, holy shit, all of this has literally just been like programming and false information and other people's beliefs and opinions.
Yeah.
But I think of like your 30 years being in your job that you were in, and then sort of unpacking all of the things that you built in that space. Like, it takes work. It takes work to break those things down. So even living 30 years of lack and scarcity and control and low vibrations, like, it's going to take constant work and awareness to be able to work through that.
Yeah.
But I feel like the more you stay in awareness, the quicker you realize like, nope, that's an old pattern. That's an old thought. And you can continue moving away from that, but it's continued work. And I think so many people don't realize that we're always working to grow.
Yeah. Exactly. We take our power back. This is
essential. You don't just come to this one day where you're like, well, I'm done. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up Catholic. Right. And I see Catholicism and Christianity, you know, they give their power away to something external. They're expecting something else outside of them to save them. Right. Something's always judging them. It was so backwards. It's completely backwards to what we're actually supposed to be doing here. And there's a reason for that. It's kept people very controlled and separated, divided for long time. We're breaking through all that dogma. We're seeing it for what it is. We have to do the work. You know, Jesus came here to give us the fifth dimensional grid around this planet. That was his gift to us. And that's the fifth dimensional, is us stepping into our true authenticity, stepping into a place of love, compassion, unity, consciousness. We are all connected, right? Where there's no more division. Religion just divides people.
Yeah. And I think like growing up in a church, like I remember having these feelings of like, I had to seek what was outside of me because God was separate from us. Mm-hmm. And then I move away from like the church and I moved up here to where I am now. And I found this incredible church who's like, if you are broken and you are searching, this is the place for you. If you do not believe in a outer source of anything, this is the place for you because we love you. And then COVID hit and everything closed down. And I really got to step into this place of like, I don't need to be in a church building to feel any connection. I feel closer to God being in the mountains, being outdoors, being present, being in the now, spending time in the space of love, because he's never been separate from me.
Yeah.
it's part of who we are, but we have been conditioned to think that we have to seek something separate from us and outside of us, right? We have this fear of being judged for everything we do and not going to heaven and all of these things. So we're programmed out of fear. Mm-hmm. And then you wake up one day and you're like, holy shit. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I have almost like a, I don't even know what to quite call it, but I have like, well, let's call it righteous anger towards anything that like divides and separates. So like when you start coming to a space where like, I had this, I'm just going to bring this up because I actually am very curious to see what you think about this, Anthony. I had this conversation. We were reading this book and I can't even remember what it was called, but it was about this woman who was half Irish, half African-American, I believe. And so she always felt like she was like in between and in between races. And so for her, it felt like very torn, but it's like her whole story. And she like didn't live like a super troubled life. She actually like ended up working for like Cosmopolitan, I think that's the name of the magazine. Like there's apparently a teen version of it or something like that. So like she lived a really good life. I got about maybe three quarters through this book and I just couldn't stand it anymore. I just couldn't. I couldn't take any more of it. I didn't want to finish it and I didn't finish it. And we're going into this book club. And I knew that I was like, oh man, I got to speak my truth. Cause like, I don't actually agree with any of this like separation shit that's happening. I really don't. And then when there's like almost this need to like create separation so that we can stand for something. Like, and it ends up being like this really big thing. And then, so we're having this conversation and one of my friends that's in the group, her and actually two of them were like, you know, this is why the BLM movement is happening. And they were like, they're very like pro-feminism and all these. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, in my gut, I'm feeling this like rolling up through me. And I'm just like, I can't listen to this. Like I have to speak. I knew from the moment that I put Zoom on to have this call that it was going to come through.
I just sat with my popcorn and my drink and I was like, oh, this is gonna be good.
Well, like I'm Aries, so I'm fiery sometimes. Like sometimes I don't let this, like there's no brain to melt. Like I just, it's out there. So anyways, I'm listening. I was actively listening to everything. Well, part of me and my soul, my heart was like, hell no, this is not what we're here for. So when I went to, I'm like, I may be the only one here that is going to say no, thank you to this, but I have to. And so right away, like my one friend was like, and she was like defensive. But what happened was, as I moved through it and I said, you know, that I am like 100% here for everyone. We do not judge on anything. We've had many, many people of different colors come on, ethnicity. It doesn't matter when we're interviewing. I was like, so you know that. So don't come at me with you know, I'm not that way. So, but I said, here's the thing that I think about when we go to an energetic plane, and we're not here in these bodies anymore. Is my soul looking at another soul, an energetic being, and being like, wow, you have green skin? Well, we don't have skin anymore because we're just all energy. All of us are just energy and we're in these bodies for a reason. And it's our choice what we see with our eyes. And so I was trying to like, and so eventually she kind of like calmed down because it was a moment of realization. Like, it's so funny how we go into fight mode. We're like, I'm going to fight this, even though I love you and you're my best friend. And I know that you're not racist. And it was, And so as she processed through it and I kind of like gently explained my angle, then all of a sudden, but they still want, like, her and this, my other friend, those still want that label, and fine, have it. But I don't look at it like that. I look at everyone as beautiful. Their souls are divine. And that's how I see it. And that's how I choose, just like I choose to do gratitude and give, show up in love. I choose to view it in a very different way than maybe makes some people comfortable, shall we say. So it ended up, and it had to be me. I knew that because this person, she came to book club because of me and she loves me. So if it hadn't been me, she may have found something else to attack in someone else, but she couldn't do that with me because she loves me. And so, and then she told me, she's like, yeah, she's like, I was just talking to a friend and I knew this was going to come up. And I was like, oh, so you manifested it. You created this. So it was like, but yeah, I'm like, I'm interested in kind of in your thoughts and your take on that, because like I had this huge resistance come up within me and I'm like, nah, that's not how I see things. It's very, I see people for their energy.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, that's the programming. That's the deep programming. And what we see like in the cancel culture and things like this is people can't speak their opinions in this world, right? They've been so programmed over the last decade to not be able to do that. So say somebody's speaking their truth and you get triggered by that. That's a reflection of something inside you that you haven't healed, right? Yes. And so many people haven't healed their stuff. And that means you can't be authentic. If you can't let somebody else be authentic and you have an issue with that, it means you're not letting yourself be authentic. Mm-hmm. And true. You're hiding aspects of yourself in the world. Otherwise you'd be okay with it, right? And we see this in everything. We see this in the Black Lives Matter. That was all about separation, like only Black Lives Matter. Like you have to be able to see through this, right? What they're trying to do, it's all about division, dividing us. If we're divided, we can be conquered.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Same thing with the pronouns, you know, these pronouns are, again, it's all about not even knowing who you are, right? Like you're born, your soul chose to come into this world. Like, for example, I'm a male. I chose as a soul level before I came in, I chose to be a male, yeah. Right? And then they're so confused, these poor kids. They don't even know. Like, this is all attacks on them, right? Trying to separate them, trying to make you not know who you are. So this is really what we're seeing. So this is, as we spiritually grow, we start to realize that we're all one. You don't see color. You don't see race anymore. All you feel is connections and love. Yes. And these, and this, you know, you come on that. And that is really, truly where it's all at. So yeah. This book didn't resonate with you for exactly that. You could just look. She was a cosmopolitan. She's in the biggest 3D job you can possibly have, you know, and it's all about division and gossip, yep. And whatever else, right? Yeah. So as you spiritually grow, that stuff becomes just, it's not tolerable anymore. And you can just see through it, right? Yeah. And these false flags and that, like me and my wife, we've been able to see false flags for decades now because they're so obvious. They hit you right in the gut. It hits the news and you see how hard the news hits it. And you just know right away, there's an agenda behind it,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's all about division. It's all about keeping us separated so that we can be controlled, right? Mm-hmm. So that is this beautiful process of the ascension, is you start to see everybody for their true, beautiful soul. None of us are, you know, a lot of us get this on psychedelic experiences, right? You get that first, all of a sudden you just feel connected to everything. Like a lot of people find that, right? That first experience, it's like, oh my God, for the first time ever, I feel so connected to source. I feel so connected to everything, the plants, the birds, the trees, every human being. Like that's what you feel like. You don't need psychedelics. Once you keep doing your work, you start to feel that all the time, right?
And funny because I think of like all the news stuff. I was like, no thanks, I'd rather like look at memes. And then I seen this funny actually meme the other day that was like me looking at memes trying to figure out what's going on in the world because I refuse to watch the news. I was like, yeah, I wasn't there for that. I was like, if I start watching it and you immediately just know when you become so aware and in tune with who you are, you recognize so quickly what serves you and what doesn't. And then you honor yourself. And the sooner you honor yourself and you say, no, thanks, that's not for me. I don't need to watch the news, right? I have people who are like, but how do you know what's going on in the world? Call me oblivious, call me naive, call me whatever you want to, but like, I'm going to be over here meditating and I don't actually care what's going on because none of that is for me.
And because the more we focus our energy, to that thing, which is what they want to do. You're just feeding it. It's like the story of the two wolves. It's like, which one are you feeding? So people have a really hard time understanding that, like, wait a minute, I'm actually feeding that thing. Yes, you are. You are feeding that energy by paying attention to it. And I think that there's, you know, everybody transitions in that stage differently. But when you come, like, I think that we're shown, you know, a certain way. And so I think I would say probably a large majority of people over like the last while with COVID and stuff at some point came where they really felt that fear dig in. Even like, you know, everybody, it was like, it was this like lack collective. It's like that fear collective that was like flowing and you just felt it intensified.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, but you needed it to get to that place so that you could be like, this is not for me. Like I actually do not want to live in this space. So I need it. Like that happened to me, happened to Tamara. Like, you know, and so we got to that place and you almost hit a wall and then you're like, okay, I got to choose something different.
That's the 4D wall. And, you know, I did a video at the beginning of the year and it went viral. I think it's got like 600,000 views now. And it blew my mind. The shift in consciousness at the end of 2022, people had had enough, you know, after 2 years of constantly going down rabbit holes and constantly worrying about where they're taking us, people just resonated with this video. And this video was about us exactly. Like we, our algorithms, if you watch this fear porn stuff, your algorithms pick it up and it just keeps giving you more and more of it. And we create our reality through our belief systems. So if you keep watching this stuff and you believe this is happening, guess what? You're tethering yourself to that timeline and that is going to happen. We're seeing literally two timelines on this planet, right?
Yes.
We're seeing an ascension timeline where people are creating this new world and an old 3D timeline, which is literally crumbling and it will dissolve. It will be gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't want to be on that timeline, right? Because that timeline is on its way out. So people were so resonated with that. And the love I got from that and the people just, it just was so inspiring to see thousands of people just getting it. They're like, no, I'm not falling for it anymore. I'm going to do my inner work. I am going to rise above this love, light. And it sounds so hippie and cliche, but it's not. We create our reality and we have to get away from the fear. Yes, we have to understand how to protect ourselves. Yes, we got to grow some of our own food. Yes, we got to do these basic things because we don't know how long this old matrix timeline is going to be in place. It could be a year, it could be 5 years. So we do have to protect ourselves. I'm not saying to be stupid and just, you know, love light, rainbows and unicorns, but we have to also understand that if we keep our mindset in that space, you are tethering yourself to that, those, you're creating that reality that that's what they want. Right. Yeah. So even the people that are truth tellers that are just really into truth telling, you know, they are creating this reality by focusing on this stuff. And it's time to break free of that. That's a 4D reality that we want to break free of.
I actually wrote down in my notebook here, I wanted to ask you about this too, because I had watched something probably on TikTok. That's usually where I get everything from. But they were talking about how, like, you know, the protests and like the things that are happening that way, although they're done with like the best intentions, it's like, it's still in that 4D space of like holding us to that there's something wrong, that we need to, instead of just stepping into love and abundance and living in that space, you don't have to, like, our energy can change everything. We don't have to say anything. We can just literally shift our energy into a space of that love and that joy, right? So can you tell me, like, can you talk on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, I agree with that. It's a real mind fucker, isn't it? Like, it is so crazy to think that we are that powerful, but it's true. If you look at the protests that have gone on in the world, you look at even in England, you know, when the Iraqi war came out, a million people took to the streets, nothing changed.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing. Why? Because they're still focusing on that energy, that same compartment of that. They're not. So us doing this inner work and breaking free of this and having full control of our emotions. Yes. That's how we change the world. We change it from the inside out. And yes, there might come down a time that we just refuse to pay taxes or things like this. And we just all get together on this because we're all unified through this. This is where we maybe has to go, because there might be some aspect to that. Or maybe there won't. Maybe we will just wake up and there'll be a new timeline going, and shit, we'll wake up and our fucking kids will be learning about holistic health in school and like, you know, you're seeing it right now, right? You're seeing schools all of a sudden teaching shit that I've never seen in my life. And I'm like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're seeing glitches in the matrix. You're seeing, did you see that one with a tree going through the guy's car? Like completely. Did you see that one's wild? No. Yeah. This is literally, it's a tree growing right through the center of his car, right into the ground. Wow. It's just mind boggling. You know? And mm-hmm. so there's glitches happening. There's all kinds of stuff happening. So
we're talking about
such a small percentage of the population are doing this work that we're talking about. Yeah. Less than 1%. Yes. Okay. So can you imagine once we get, you know, 2-5% people on board, how quickly the world is going to change, mm-hmm. right? Because it's a collective snowball of energy, and the light is so powerful. And even one light worker doing the stuff we're talking about, it's going to radiate hundreds of kilometers from them, and it's going to shift the consciousness of people within hundreds of kilometers of them. That's how powerful we are.
Yeah. Yeah. There was something I was going to say to that extent that the glitches. Okay. I have a question for you about this, because this is so, okay. This is trippy. This happens a lot to me. And I know that I had watched something on like empaths and like highly sensitive people where like technology just doesn't like us for some reason. Like all of a sudden weird things will like happen on your screen or something will just die. Like it just like charges down. But so I've had like this moment quite a few times on TikTok where I almost feel like I'm tripping, because a video will start. So like, let's say someone's like, one day I was walking through the forest, and then it's like, one day I was walking through the forest, and it jumps back. And I'm like, what the, like, and this has happened to me more than one time. On TikTok, for example. The other day, this was trippy. So the other day I'm going for a walk with my friend, and we're like meeting down at the river bottom. I had my kids with me and my dogs, and I'm sitting there waiting, and I had messaged her. I was like, hey, I'm here. And probably within 30 seconds, she was like, just leaving. So she sends me this message. I'm not kidding you. 45 seconds later, she pulls in next to me. And I was like, that is not 45 seconds of a drive for her to get here. I get out, and Alina, my daughter, was like, what? Because she had seen the message come through, and she looks over and Alicia's parking. And then I get out and I was like, you literally just messaged me that you were just leaving. And she's like, I did not send that message to you. And she could see it on her phone. And I could see it on my phone. And I was like, okay, did we just like jump timelines? Like, what?
That's wild. Yeah. So,
like, that's pretty trippy. I was like, that's weird.
Well, we have like multiple timelines, right? So there's mm-hmm. always, there's always multiple timelines. So like when you have deja vu, right? You know what deja vu is? So deja vu, you dream, and in your dream state, you astral travel, right? Yep. And there's always all these different realities that are going on in your astral travel. So you see it, your soul sees it. And then in this timeline, all of a sudden you go through it, and you literally know what somebody's going to say before you. You start to feel everything. You know what they're going to say before they say, and you're just like, whoa. It's just because that's what it is. It's timelines merging. It's you're getting onto these different timelines, and we have constant timelines. So just picture them infinite timelines, and there's a collective timeline. So everybody's on a collective timeline, but we're also on our own separate timelines.
Yeah.
And everything we do, the emotions that we carry, everything that we do throughout the day is just sending us down different avenues of those timelines. And this is how things can change so quickly in our lives when we start to come into higher frequencies, higher emotional states, is we start to go down these timelines, these higher dimensional timelines, mm-hmm. that everything just starts to get easier because mm-hmm. there's less duality, right? Yeah. We're learning our lessons. Everything's lessons in life. And it's like, as we have the consciousness to learn from them, then life starts to get easier.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, okay, today I don't want to grow. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to learn. Just one day. And then that's when everything is like, there's more. Because you said you don't want it. To. So
yeah.
Here it is. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. It can be overwhelming sometimes. You know, me and Mel, I said to her, like, we've been working on our business nonstop. Like I haven't taken any time off, you know, and I'm super grateful because I'm on my own hours and yeah, I get to sleep in, I get to do things that my body needs right now in this process, right? This ascension process, we need a lot more sleep because we're doing so much of our healing while we're sleeping. So good quality sleep, you know, for us, 9 hours is basically a given every night. And it's really, really helpful. Yeah. I can't imagine.
Because I'm like nine. I'm like, I get like pieces and I'm like, oh, I got 4 hours last night. I'm good. Oh, I actually don't know sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, maybe this is a limiting belief. I feel like I could be doing a lot more things with my time than sleeping.
Yeah. That's an egoic thing. It the ego wants to be in control of this. And if you are not tired and your health is good, there's other people too that don't need as much sleep, right? Yeah. So you have to really check in yourself and what is truth. I'm saying for most people right now, they need a lot of sleep because as our DNA is being turned on, right? We're going from two strands up. Our light bodies are being turned on. It is taking a massive amount of rest to help transform our light, to turn our light bodies on, right? Yeah. We're literally going from carbon to crystalline based DNA. So it is something that's never been done on the planet before. We were born into 5D, right? In Atlantis, Lemuria, and Mu. We were born into those 5D planets, but now we're literally shifting. So this is something completely new. Yeah. And this is why people are getting heart palpitations. The bodies are just going through a lot of stuff, right? Our heart chakras are turning on.
Yeah.
It's so weird because that's literally like my 16-year-old is like all of the things, like chronic back pain. Like we actually had ECGs done, like heart stuff, all of the things. And she's 16 going on ancient old soul from who knows when. Yeah. That's like how I feel with her, and same with my youngest too. I'm like man, they're just old souls. And my middle, like, so quiet, so observant. Yeah. And I'm like, there's all these things, and he's had like so much gut stuff going on again the last couple of days. I'm like, digestion of like ideas and like just feeling anxious about things and so many things. And I'm just like sitting back watching all of them, and I'm like, it's so cool to me to see them growing and stepping into like where I started in my 30s already, as like, yeah, it's bizarre. But I'm like, all of these things that are going on, and then I like get out my Heal Your Body book and I'm like, okay, what are we working with here, you guys? And I'm like reading all the things and like the emotional connections, and they're like, yeah that's what I'm feeling. Yeah, it's so crazy. I just feel like we're all going through the things, but it's really incredible when you actually, this is big for me to even say this because I'm working on it, but like when you let go of that control and you actually just start to allow things to happen, even though it looks and it feels chaotic, like you just know in your heart of hearts that everything is happening for a reason and all the chaos is creating something incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a flow state. It's so different than what we're used to. We're used to trying to be in control. So it's a huge thing. And the kids are coming into higher consciousness. Most of the kids that came in, you know, basically certainly 2000 on are fifth dimensional beings that are, well, like they're not dealing with karma. They're not dealing with any of this stuff, right? They're coming in here so clean. They came here to raise the vibration of this planet without doing anything, just literally being, they're raising the vibration of the planet. So, you know, my son's 28, and that age group, a lot of them are very asleep. Like he's still not awoke. He's still completely in the false matrix, and they just don't want to wake up. These kids, they had it so good, and they just don't want to let it go. Right. It's quite interesting to see. Whereas the younger kids, they see the chaos, they see what's going on, and it's very difficult for them. And unfortunately they've been drugged, a lot of them put on drugs and stuff because they just don't know what else to do. Meanwhile, all they need is just support, love, and guidance.
Well, and even Devin, like when she was up here, she had a conversation with my daughter, and like, if my daughter could just drop out of all the classes in school and be a free little spirit out in the wilderness doing art, like that's what she would do. She's like, I hate I hate that I have to go to these classes that I don't care about. Like,
it's, they know, or they're just being indoctrinated into a 3D matrix that's not going to be around anymore. Like, I don't know. If I had kids, I would not, I would definitely homeschool them, because I just don't believe that that brainwashing these poor kids are getting is just, it's not serving them at all, right? And they just, they, most of them know at a level that this is ridiculous. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to be entertained by something that you know is bullshit. And that's even what I told her daughter. I was like, you're right. School is bullshit. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It just is. And I hope that you can just get through. Like, I'm homeschooling my kids. I just finally got them here. So they'll be here for 2 weeks, and then they'll be going up to my ex's for 2 weeks. So we're going to homeschool them together, just back and forth.
Amazing.
And yeah, but it took quite a bit to get to this point. So, which is good, because like, clearly I needed to surrender something to allow that to happen. And now that we're here, like, there is a huge part of me that's like, hey, I'd rather try and control in that sense of like what my kids are taking in, and give them as much opportunity to like grow and to learn. And like, I was just talking to my oldest, who's 14 and he'll be 15 in April, about going down to there's like a sound healing place down the lake, and like this lady came into town and she did some work on me, and then the next day everything in my body that wanted to flare up was like, here I am. And so that's fun, but I also see the joy in that, because my body's like, hey, you see me, let's get this out, let's release this. And so I was talking to him about that, because he, in his big toe, he's had ingrown and it bleeds, and I have kicked it like 3 times, and he's only been here like 3 days. And I was like, hey, I'm just trying to help you release it, because it's like an end point. It's an end point. It's an end point to his lines, his meridian lines. And he, and this flared up when he really started wanting to come and live with me. He is getting the, in his, I believe it's in his, on his right side. And so that's external world. So stuff that's happening outside of him. And that's an exit point for his, I believe his kidneys or his liver. And it's anger. It's like, I want to do something and I'm being told I cannot do that thing. Cause I've taken him to the osteopath and we've talked about it. And he's like, yeah, this is like coming through because your child wants to live with you. And he's being told no repeatedly. And so he, it's just his way for his body to like release. So I'm really excited because he gets to now step into this space. It's like, and I was just talking to him about this morning after I kicked it again for the third time and everything's coming up. I was like, hey, now you, I said, whatever you're holding on to that's like creating this anger, I was like, now is time to let go. So like, I want to take him down to the sound healing to allow him to experience those huge Tibetan bowls that like just right into your soul and change, like, and then it expands out. And like for all of my kids, like I want that for all of them, because I see the power that comes in opening your mind up to believing that we do create our world, because we do. And you see it over and over and over, and people are like constantly creating their realities. So now it's like this purpose of using like that energy flow and combining, hey, like your body is telling you something and you haven't been listening for who knows how long, and your body is trying to release it, and it's sore and it hurts. So it's enough to get your attention, but you're still not doing the work to release it. So here, let me kick your foot and help you release. And I'm not doing it on purpose, clearly, but also something's going on with his body where it's like, yeah, I need some help getting this out.
Yeah.
3 times in like 3 days. Like, how does that, I'm like, how, why are you keep putting your feet in front of me? So it's, I'm so excited to watch. And like my daughter gets styes on her eyes, several. Yeah. And that's all anger. It's all coming out through the eye. And I'm super excited to kind of watch them journey through and teach them what it looks like to let go, to surrender that isn't actually working for them. Yeah. Because their body is still trying to release it. And I'm just as much going through that as they are.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Reiki's be so popular now. Like, we're getting clients that never were into energy healing, but we're seeing the collapse of the Western medical system, right? It's literally crumbling in front of our eyes. So people are so much more open now to energy medicine.
Yeah.
Because it's the way of the future, right?
Oh. And it's powerful. Like,
super. It gets the root cause of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can literally go in. Probably Reiki would be very, like, I have had Reiki done to me actually when I was getting a massage in a salt cave in Nelson. They do Reiki at the same time that they're massaging.
Nice. Interesting.
Yeah. And I like walked out of there and I was like, I don't know what you just did to me, but I'm like, that's another level of massage right there. But like even osteopathy and all these different things that like creates that body mind connection of releasing, like you go in one person and then you come out and you feel like you just spent like an entire day crying because your body is like, hey, you see me. Like the osteopath sees that.
Yeah. It's so cool. The very first time because my kids see the osteopath, the very first time I took our daughter, she had just a super tiny back history. She was born with cleft lip and palate. So tons of surgeries, tons of hospital visits, tons of anesthetics, just like in her system. So the first time we take her, our osteopath is like, man, this girl has so much going on in her body. Just like did a full head to toe, like release and adjust. And she purged for 3 days, just vomiting. I took her to the hospital because I was like, she's not keeping anything down. I thought for sure she was dehydrated. Took her up to emergency and they were like, there's nothing wrong with her. Like her blood count was good. Her electrolyte count was good. She wasn't dehydrated. Like it was the most bizarre thing. And we went back to the osteopath a few weeks later and she was like, that was a hard purge. Her body was literally ridding everything that had been moved and shifted at her appointment. No fever, no other symptoms besides just vomiting. And it was so crazy to watch, but going and seeing her, she's like, it helps when I have clients come in who know that there is an emotional connection to our bodies. She's like, there's so many people I have come in and I do the work and they come back and it's the same cycle and the same repeat because they don't understand the release that they actually have to do. They're just thinking they're coming in and I'm going to fix them and send them on the way and they're going to be good. But when there's emotion stored in your body, that is nobody else's job but yours. Mm-hmm. And so we have these people that get to assist and help us. And it's just the craziest thing, things that I never realized. I never looked at even like dealing with my hips and the pain that I had going on, the emotional connection. And I'm like, this goes deep. So I just been like sorting through this the last couple of days and working through, booked an osteopath appointment. You don't know what you don't know. But then when you do know it, you're like, oh man, I got to get to work. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much that I get to work on in me because nobody else is going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's powerful. We are our own healers for sure. We heal ourselves. I guess other people help facilitate that process.
Yeah.
And we all have our different gifts too. So it's a pretty amazing world, to be honest. But I think we've kind of come to like a really good spot where we can end, but where can people find you, Anthony?
TikTok is really my primary, Melananth. At TikTok, on TikTok, Melananth.
Yeah.
That's, I usually do a video or two a day on there. And through that, or melananth.com.
Yeah.
Is that? No. I'm trying to think of that. So on TikTok, you'll find all our, you know, and all our handles, Facebook and Instagram are same. Everything's Melananth. We're going to start a YouTube soon too. We're looking forward to doing some longer videos on YouTube because I can only teach so much in 3 minutes. So
yeah, that's amazing. Two things. One, when do you know just to give people kind of an idea, maybe they'll be more interested in kind of checking in with where you're at. The program that you're releasing, is there a date that you have in mind, a time, just so that people can kind of be ready to jump
in? We're hoping at the end of this month. You know, it's been a year and a half in the making, this program. It's going to be a monthly membership, right? So people can join. What we want to do is get people all this information for a very reasonable price, because people are struggling right now. So that was our goal. You know, one-on-one coaching, people are having a hard time with one-on-one coaching because they just couldn't afford it. So we decided to do a program, just a membership program where people pay. It's going to be like $111 a month, 12-month program. And it's going to teach them everything about taking their health sovereignty back, how to tap into their new unique food blueprint. It's going to give them their level one Reiki. It's going to give them everything, meditations, all their food. We amazing food recipes in there as well. So really that is the goal here, is where we're going in this ascension process is we are taking back, we're reclaiming our health sovereignty. We're reclaiming all that. We're breaking free of any codependencies. Me and Melissa haven't seen a doctor in 15 years. I haven't had a cold in 5. You know, we just really understand how to take care of ourselves. And that is our mission in this world, is to help people break free of these systems so that they can become healthy and live a life on purpose. So that is that program. I'm hoping by the end of the month, it's going to be available. They can follow us on TikTok for sure, or any of those other platforms. And we will be talking about it more as we get closer to it. Mm-hmm. And higher self activation on TikTok there, that link is available now. If they want a 6-week course, it goes into shadow work, inner child healing, limiting beliefs, all that kind of stuff to help them get into 5D quite quickly. It's a self-guided thing, but they can also pay for coaching on top of that if they want, you know, their hands held through that process.
That's amazing. I think that's incredible. And I'm really excited for you guys. This is huge. Another little part of shining your light in the world. So yes. Congratulations on that. Lastly, before we close, I love just springing this question on all of our speakers. I would love to know how you feel that you are aligning with your purpose, with your calling. Just a little intuitive answer on that.
How do I feel I'm aligned? I feel like I'm authentically aligned. Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like everything that I learned over the last 15 years, you know, 1500 hours of yoga teacher training with my wife, Kundalini Reiki, Usi Reiki masters in both, sound healing. I did a sound healing course for a year, learning how to do all my sound healing, holistic health coach, my wife. It's everything that I did in that 3D job that I was doing and I couldn't get out of. It's like when I stepped into my true purpose in life, it's like all those best teachings kind of came to me. And now it feels like I'm totally in that alignment of, especially when I got onto TikTok, you know, it's like, you got to find an avenue to start speaking your truth and being authentic and breaking through the fear. You know, I was terrified for the longest time to step online and to do a first video. You wouldn't believe how terrified I was. Like, a lot of us were persecuted in last lives for speaking our truth, right? And have that cellular memory. So a lot of people are very fearful of speaking up. And, you know, there's going to be trolls, there's going to be attacks, but if you're in your power, my suggestion to anyone is do your work, do your inner work, get yourself to a level that you are strong enough to deal with the trolls and to deal with the attacks, because they're going to come. And as long as you're at that level, then you just step into it. And it's always going to be fearful to do that. But once I did that and started teaching, and everything just started flowing. That's why I know I'm in alignment, because when I do those videos, I don't even prepare. It's just like, it just comes through me, right? It's my higher self coming through. So that to me shows me that I am in alignment with my truth and what I'm supposed to be teaching. So yeah, I'm super grateful that I found that and had that ability to get out of that false matrix that had me so imprisoned and stuck for so many years.
I love that so much. And I think that's incredible. And we're so grateful that we were aligned with you, because I feel like this is where we get to grow together now, and we get to support one another. And so we're just grateful that you're here today. So thank you so much for your time and for just sharing and following your intuition. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Thanks.
All right, ladies. Have a great day. Much love to you.
Thanks. You too.
Take care.
We know time is precious. We are so grateful that you took the time to listen. Our hope is that our hearts convey the message we are sharing in a way that inspires you to step into growth and embrace your journey.
Come and find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok under Align and Rise. If you connect with our content, let us know by giving us a like or a follow.